Am I supposed to start?
You can start if you want to, Romai.
The phone hasn't clicked in yet.
What's it saying?
It's just playing music.
Press 5.
5. And a very good morning to everybody. Shabbos, Parshas, Pinchas. It's Chai Tammuz, Friday, the 10th of July. It's Rabbi Chilkun speaking, actually from Gateshead, something on the Parsha. Sometimes we hear an interesting sentence. It's almost like a declaration. It sticks in your mind. You don't really think about it until one day it pops back into your head and you revisit it. I had a similar experience recently. I don't remember the context or what the occasion was when it was said, but I remember hearing our Rebbe Matisio, the Mashgiach of Lakewood, saying the following statement. He said that those families that opened their homes to refugees and other unfortunate persons at the time, before, during, and after the Second World War, they merited to see nachas from their children. It was an interesting statement. I'm not old enough to remember those times, but let's try and understand what he meant. This week's Seder Parshas Pinchas takes place in the aftermath of a terrible incident that took place at the end of Parshas Balak, last week's Seder. A Nasi, the prince of Shevet Shimon, committed a despicable act of immorality in public, and the rest of Klal Yisrael seemed absolutely frozen at a loss of how to react. And Pinchas, the grandson of Aaron HaKohen, he rose to the occasion, he put himself in mortal danger, and he killed the perpetrator of the crime, that hideous sin. And the Midianite princess, Cosby's Batsur, who was partner in the crime. Now Parsha begins, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aharon HaKohen, Heshev es chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael, v'kane es kinosi b'seichom, v'loi chalisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kinosi. Kishborku said that Pinchas, he removed the anger that I had of a Klal Yisrael. The Kanis Kinosi, he was zealous for me. I didn't wipe out Klal Yisrael. Therefore, Lachain Emor, therefore, Hinini Noisimeis Bris Yisholim, I want to reward him with Bris Sholim, you know, Elio Hanavi. V'hoifilele Zara Acha Bris Kunas Olam, he was consecrated as a Kohen. Why? Tachas Ashakinele Lekov, he made this tremendous Kiddush Hashem, Vayachaper al B'nei Yisrael. And he atoned for Klal Yisrael. Now the Ramban, in a few short words, tells us something interesting. V'di HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, She'ishalem Tzchar Tev L'Penchos, that Hashem is going to reward Penchos for two things. Al Kinosei Ashekini L'Nekov, for standing up for Kvod Shemayim, V'al HaTzdoka She'osem Yisrael. That chesed that Pinchas did with Klal Yisrael, lechaper alev, to atone for them, but lo imeis kulam b'mageifa, and they didn't die as a result of the mageifa. That means Pinchas, with his act of mysterious nefesh, achieved two things. Firstly, there had been a massive public chilul Hashem. A high-ranking member of Klal Yisrael, the Nasi, had publicly performed this terrible act of immorality. And secondly, until Pinchas had risen to the occasion, no one else had protested. Therefore, there was a tremendous kitrug accusation on Klal Yisrael. Everyone was held culpable for that crime, for the chilul Hashem, and therefore everyone's life was at risk. By standing up for Shporku's name, by being the Kaddish Shem Shmei Barabim, not only did Rav Pinchas remove the chilul Hashem, at the same time, he was mechapa for Klal Yisrael, and their lives were saved, and they didn't all die in the Magefa. That's what the Ramban says. Bala tzedaka sha'asa im Yisrael lechaper aleihem lemeisa kulam b'magefa. The title on Zechatal Ibrach, the father of Reb Chaim, in his Sefer Birchas Peretz, he poses the following question. A Kiddush Hashem of such immense proportion is an awesome zchus. Right? It can only really be understood, right, against the backdrop of the horrendous Chilul Hashem that took place in front of Moshe and Aaron, the Zakein, the entire Klal Yisrael. Yes, surely, then Pinchas should have deserved a reward for this aspect itself, for the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Why does the Pasuk have to stress, as the Ramban says, that the reward coming to Pinchas was only as a result of the additional aspect, Va'al HaTzdaka Sha'osa Im Yisrael Lechaper Aleim, that the lives of Klal Yisrael were saved? Isn't standing up for Hashem's honor in public and doing so at one's peril sufficient reason for Pinchas to receive his reward? The Stipler shares with us a Gemara, but let's introduce it with a story. The following true story, which I believe I also heard from Moshe Rebbe Ramatzio, was related by a brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish. His name was Rav Shmuel Greiman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. This Rav Shmuel Greiman was a Talmid of the Chofetz Chaim. After the World War I, when the Great Depression hit America and the stock markets, so the yeshivas in Europe were in dire need of financial assistance. The support until then, which was coming from America, everything had slowed down from a trickle to a stop. And as a result, the Gedolim in Europe were at a loss how they're going to support the yeshivas. And they called a meeting of Vada, Sifa, especially in order to brainstorm how we're going to save the floundering yeshivas. One evening, after a day of backwards and forwards and trying to come to an Eitzah, they were at a loss. They didn't know. And Rav Shmuel Greiman saw that his Rebbe, Chofetz Chaim, was concerned. And he had an idea. The next morning, before Shachris, he ran over to his Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, and he said, Rebbe, I have a brainwave. I've got a solution for the problem. I've got a way to be able to finance all the yeshivas in Europe for 6 months. He says, Ani ma'amin b'muna shalema, I believe with a perfect faith, that tefillin is a God grace mitzvah. It's one of the three mitzvahs, Brit and Shabbos, right, and tefillin, which are an ois. And I believe that the schar of mitzvah tefillin is oyin v'noya. I want to make a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm prepared to barter my mitzvah of tefillin, and in return, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should feed all the yeshivas in Europe. I'm going to give up my schar, the reward that awaits me in Shamayim, and I'm prepared to give that up, and the Rebbein Yishleilim should give all the yeshivas in Europe parnasa for 6 months. Nice idea. Rebbe Shmuel was waiting with a smile on his face for a positive response from Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim gave him a glet on his face. Glet on his face. And he said, Tyre Bocher, he said, let me give you a moshel. A very wealthy man passed away. And he left his young son a check worth millions of dollars. The child ran to the corner shop, waving his check, picked up his favorite bar of chocolate, went over the till, and said, Mr. Shopkeeper, here's my money. Please take it in payment for my chocolate. The honest proprietor will hopefully give the little boy a pat on his head, said the Chofetz Chaim, and say to him, little Yingler, yes, you've got money. You got lots of money. But you don't pay for a bar of chocolate, even for a massive bar of chocolate, with a $1 million check. Said the Chofetz Chaim to Bishmuel, Schar mitzvah v'hai al meleka. There is no reward for mitzvahs in this world. It can only be in Olam Haba. It's not transferable in any way to currency in Olam Hazeh. Your mitzvah of tefillin is not just worth millions. It's priceless. Even feeding all yeshivas in Europe is only a bar of chocolate in comparison. As our honest and loving father, the Rebbein Yishleilam, Hashem won't accept your mitzvah tefillin as an exchange, even to feed their entire world forever. That's what the Chofetz Chaim said to Shmuel Greiman. Baruch Hashem, we know that ultimately Hashem Yisbarach found another way to sustain his yeshivas, weather the storm. Let me tell you an interesting anecdote. A friend of mine told me that he was struggling with his young son to get him to perform mitzvahs. And one day his little boy, his 10-year-old boy, said to him, Daddy said to him, what use is mitzvahs for me? Yeah, I'm going to get schar and olam haba. Yeah, but I don't olam haba. I need a mountain bike. They don't have mountain bikes in olam haba. That much I know. So my friend, a wise mechanech, told him the following. I don't know whether it helped his son, but it was a good word. He said to him, you know, you've got your little brother of 2 years old. And mommy says to your little brother, 2 years old, you know, you help picking up the toys, I'll give you some Winkies. That's very nice. Little sweets, little Winkies. Right? A child maybe 2 years older, so two little Winkies won't be enough. You have to give him a packet of Winkies. Now, if you want to reward a child of maybe of eight, it has to be more than Winkies. It has to be a bar of chocolate. Then as it gets older, the child of 12, give him a watch. Child of 15, a bike. Then it becomes a shiva bacher. You want to reward him with something choshev, give him a hat. He hits 17, he wants his driving lessons. He wants to get older. What do you want to reward him with? You find him a nice color. And a bit older, a person needs paranossa. As a person goes through life, there are things which are more meaningful at every stage. There's paranossa, there's a house, there's a car, then there's nachas from children, and nachas from grandchildren. So a person's idea of reward grows as they appreciate what's important and pleasurable in life. So the father said to his son, when you come to Shamayim, after 120 years, and you've been through life, through all the stages, through Winkies, through chocolate, through a bike, through a hat, through driving lessons, through your wife, through a paranossa, through a house, through a car, nachas, children, grandchildren, or Nicholas. How do you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reward you for the mitzvahs that you did when you were 10 years old? You still want him to give you a bike in Shamayim, or a watch in Shamayim, or even a hat in Shamayim? Of course not. Hashem has designed in Olam Haba in a way that pleasures that have no parallel to anything that we experience in this world. Schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha, because the endless reward is far beyond anything we can ever imagine. Let's go back to the title. He quotes the above Gemara, Schar mitzvah b'hai al malecha. We don't receive reward in this world. It's non-transferable. And therefore he poses the obvious question. Why is Hashem rewarding Pinchas for his act in this world? Reward is in the next world. This world is the wrong department. Haribonishim gimna give him reward, lechein melech brisi sholeh. That's not this world. We don't give reward in this world. We're not told what Moshe Rabbeinu was rewarded for in this world, or Aaron HaKohen, or any other tzaddikim were rewarded for in this world. Why was Pinchas rewarded for his act, however great his act was? Why was he rewarded in this world? Tach shreil ha-stipler, that is what the stipler asks. It has to the stipler. Every morning, we say, after Berchas HaTorah, Mishnah, the Braitha, Eilu Dvorim She'elehem Shir, and then we continue, Eilu Dvorim She'odim Echol Periseim Ba'ilam Hazeh, Akeren Kayemis La'ilam Habo. These are the mitzvahs. Periseim Ba'ilam Hazeh, Akeren Kayemis La'ilam Habo. The capital is in Ilam Habo, the main shkar is in Ilam Habo. Periseim Ba'ilam Hazeh. We get dividends of these, of the reward in Ilam Hazeh. And the question is, isn't that a contradiction to what we just said? Right? Isn't that a contradiction that we don't get a reward in this world? But suddenly we start getting a reward in this world. What's exclusive about the whole lineup of the mitzvahs here? It's exclusive about them. What's so special that suddenly the rule changes? Until now we said, Schar mitzvah b'hayal meleka, there's no reward. And suddenly we come to a reward in Olam Hazeh. What's it all about? And the answer is, there's an incredible middah, an incredible attribute of Hashem Yisbarach. The middah of middah k'neged middah. The middah of middah k'neged middah. That the Rebbeinu Shel Olam rewards like for like. Now perhaps we're only used to hearing this when it comes to ancient, to punishments. Yes, we know the Mitzrayim wanted to drown us, and Hashem drowned them. The Baal Lashon Hara caused relationships to be fractured, to be broken, and people were isolated as a result of his Lashon Hara. So he too is banished out of the camp, until he reflects on his actions and he does tshuva. These are the examples in the realm of Oinshim. But we know that Hashem is always just and always perfect. And Midah Tovah Merubah Meperionis. The Midah Tovah, the rewards are greater than the punishment. Hashem uses like for like. Hashem uses Midah Keneged Midah in the scheme of rewards as well. Therefore, this is the formula. When a person does a mitzvah, the reward is generally in Olam Haba. This applies to most mitzvahs. However, where as a result of his mitzvah, others benefited from his actions in this world, in Olam Hazeh, then Hashem's attribute of Midah Keneged Midah demands that besides for his non-transferable reward, which is obviously kept for him in his vault in Olam Haba, in the world to come, but since other people benefited from him in this world, then Midah Keneged Midah, measure for measure, like for like, he will also receive perisim for Olam Hazeh, dividends in this world. Gemilas Chasadim, you smiled at someone this morning, someone enjoyed your company, you did the Gemilas Chesed. Sure, it's a mitzvah, and your reward is Olam Haba, it's stored up there. And Hashem will also reward you down here with a smile, at least, because somebody else benefited from you in Olam Hazeh. Hashkamas based the Midah Shachas Arvis. You got up early for davening, and through your heartfelt tefillahs, you daven for other people, and you inspired others as well to daven. You'll be rewarded for saying the Olam Hazeh. Other people benefited from you in this world. You will deserve a reward in this world. You brought joy to Chasan and Kala at that kitchen wedding during lockdown. Achnasas Kala, you made them laugh. Well, like for like demands that someone will bring joy to you, not only in Olam Haba, but in this world, perisim va'ilam hazeh. The list that we recite as elu dvorim sh'ogim p'eichel perisim va'ilam hazeh v'akar kemes la'ilam haba contains those mitzvahs that others will benefit from. Therefore, says the stifle of the following. Really, we have two questions. Firstly, why does the Torah, as the Ramban says, explain, why does Pinchas have to mention the fact that he saved the lives of Klal Yisrael? Surely, standing up for Hashem's name, that would have been sufficient. Getting rid of a Chilul Hashem, isn't that sufficient reason to reward Pinchas? And secondly, we are, why did Pinchas B'chlal receive a reward for his heroic mysterious nefesh in this world? Reward belongs to Olam Haba. Now we understand, says the Stifler. The Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, for this act only, however great and phenomenal it is, but think of the many people who went out Kiddush Hashem, who Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, by giving up their lives. Of course their reward is untouchable. Of course that reward is an Olam Haba. And Pinchas similarly will receive this in Olam Haba. It's an Olam Haba de Kemitza. What Pinchas received in this world was for something entirely different. His act, as the Ramban says, saved the lives of the entire Klal Yisrael, because they all faced the death penalty, Rechavam Mitzvah, but Magefa, for not protesting the Chilul Hashem. Pinchas saved all their lives. Saving people's lives, that is something, as we have said, that Midah Keneged Midah has taught us. Perisim Va'ilam Hazeh, something in this world. And therefore, only because of this aspect was Pinchas also rewarded in Olam Hazeh. Therefore, because by Chata Bnei Yisrael, because he atoned for Klal Yisrael, that's why the last part of this Mishnah, which we say every morning, we say the Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam. Learning Torah produces the greatest chassadin in the world, for this world. The Amazon forest is known as the lungs of the universe, producing so much oxygen for our planet. Chazal tell us, on the pasuk, Im loy berisi yoymon v'layla chukos shamayim v'oretz leisamti, that limud ha-Torah provides everything that the world needs. Im loy berisi yoymon v'layla, if not for my bris of yoymon v'layla, which is v'gisa yoymon v'layla, and chukishmai v'oritzei samti, the laws of nature I would not put. The laim da Torah, the person's learning Torah, he is producing. And these are the lungs of the universe. And therefore we all benefit, besides the Torah which awaits in the Olam Haba, the reward in Olam Haba, about Olam Hazeh, he's keeping the world going. And therefore, he gets a schar in Olam Hazeh as well. The laim da Torah, Every time we learn Torah, we deserve a schar and olam hazeh as well. Finally, let's get back to the statement from Meir Rebbe Masiyahu Shlita that we began with. Those families that opened their homes during the tough times are those families that the Rebbe Shem gave nachas to. Perhaps this is midah keneged midah. Hashem says, you looked after my children in their time of need. I will look after yours. You will have nachas. May we'll be zecher to fulfill mitzvahs with joy and with bisimcha. And be zecher to perisir and their dividends in this world. We should be rewarded handsomely with a long and healthy life full of nachas. Thank you for listening. And a very good Shabbat to all of you.